The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You're in good hands, no matter where you're listening. If you're listening here live in the port city of St. John, welcome. If you're listening courtesy of the Radio Exchange program at the National Campus and Community Radio Association website, that's great too, no matter where you are or when you are. Just sit back. You're in good hands. This one here is a track called Could You Wait Until I've Had My Coffee? So for all you coffee drinkers out there, you'll relate to the sentiment. If not exactly what she's referring to, she describes her music as trash folk, and I think that's as good a description as any. This is Lisa LeBlanc here on Ear Candy.
Tomorrow I'm dead. When the can get. When the people on the street start looking like silhouettes, when the words just sound like noise, I need a new alphabet. When the world stops making sense, I make a new alphabet.
And I blow my brain, I blow it out the window. The little thing was I was acting strange and thinking like a devil. I'm getting close to reinventing me, yeah, zeroing my levels. I get the feeling that it will not be at all or any better.
So there's a little man. bombing. I got the old prime minister. I built a bomb, yeah, a big old bomb, and I put it on a tether. Spin it around till the bomb goes off, and now I'm floating in the ether.
That's Mother Mother, All Gone, here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We've got a show of catchy music for you, mostly up-tempo, upbeat, something to make you feel good. Lots of Canadian artists, lots of new music in this program. You heard one of those songs right at the top of the show, Could You Wait Until I've Had My Coffee Till You Break Up With Me, Lisa LeBlanc. I have to say, that's pretty original. I'm loving it. I forget where Lisa hails from. It's just south of Miramichi. So she's a New Brunswick gal, so even better to be able to throw some light on her music. Her record, it's got that great song on it. Her record is called Why You Want to Leave Runaway Queen. And I got to say, that's pretty good too. Normally I don't like longer titles, but there's a lyric in one of her songs that refers to that. I think we'll play that song and that has that lyric in a later episode. After that, we heard New Alphabet, The Eels. That's Mark Everett's band, and that's from Wonderful Glorious. That's the best Eagles record. If you're looking to check out more of their music, go there. If you like that song that you heard, go there. And then we heard All Gone, Mother Mother, and that is off their record, The Sticks. An excellent record. My favorite that they've done to date. Well, I think that might have been a bonus track, and it's one of the better tunes altogether. It's certainly the most concise, conventional kind of pop song. I hate to use the word conventional with Mother Mother because their songs aren't conventional. Ryan Guldamond is the principal songwriter. He's the male voice you hear, and then his sister Molly Guldamond and Jasmine Parker are the two female voices in the band. They got a good sound, for sure. All right, speaking of good sounds, I'm going to give you a set of offbeat pop. We're going to play something from Winnipeg's A La Mode off of Perfection Salad, a song called Total Doom. You're going to love it. Selena Martin, she's a Toronto gal. She's got a song that she penned for the love of her bike. And that reminds me of Queen's bicycle song. So there you go. Maybe she's going to one-up Queen. And then the Zorgs, the fabulously named Zorgs. We're going to hear a track called Cruisin'. So let's get going. This is going to be Total Doom from A La Mode here on Ear Candy.
Ignoring you, bat my lashes at him 'cause I want you. It gets me there from A to B. Ooh, it gets me there from A to B. My handlebars are baby blue. I have a bell, reflectors too.
Cruising from the Zorgs off their record, Chew On It. Chew On It. Yes, well, I would say listen to it. That would be what I would say, but they called the record Chew On It. And again, that was Cruising from Winnipeg. Just from their Facebook page, though, the guitarist left. It was a three-piece, so I'm not sure if there's going to be more Zorgs records or not, but enjoy that one. Go out and check it out. Labeled themselves as punk, slack punk, slacker punk. I don't know what that really means. To me, it sounds like more surf influence than anything, but good stuff. Before that, we heard Bike, Selena Martin. You know, they compared her to Bjork. And it's like, no, wrong. They compared her to Kate Bush. Wrong again. Lena Lovitch. Wrong. David Byrne. Warmer. Definitely warmer. Much closer. Every time you get a female artist that does something that doesn't maybe follow the lead of whatever is currently the pop vibe or the sounds that are being currently used, does something a little different, aka original. They trot out the same list of artists, and they can be fabulous artists. I'm just saying the comparisons are not correct. She just makes good pop stuff. In fact, they called it post-pop. And I'm thinking, if you're using terms like that, you're so far up your trouser leg, you could maybe see a moon. Just saying. It's pop music. It's good stuff. And before that, Total Doom, speaking of good stuff, that's A La Mode, and they are out of Winnipeg. Oh, I mentioned that Selena Martin might have been out of Winnipeg originally. She actually grew up in the Ottawa Valley, lives in Toronto. So there you go. You got a Winnipeg group, a Toronto group, and back to Winnipeg with the Zorgs. So Winnipeg surrounding Toronto. Not looking good for Toronto. Just saying, two against one. All right. I played a song a week or two ago on the show from a group called Communism, a new band out of Toronto. They got a new record. I played a track called Pocket Sunrise, and then I was cracking wise afterwards, just based on the lyrics and a general impression that I got from listening to the song that, hey, Pocket Sunrise could be your cell phone at night, this kind of thing. Well, you know, since that time, I've listened to the song many times because I like it. The stuff that I share with you on the show is stuff I listen to personally. And I eventually, once I've listened to a song enough times and I'm absorbed by the music, sometimes the lyrics start to sink in. And what the song's about starts to sink in. And I realize, oh, he's writing about one of his children. Possibly his son. I'm not sure if the lyrics are gender specific that way. But it's a song about his child, Pocket Sunrise. And for those of you who are parents out there, you'll totally understand the sentiment. For those of you who aren't parents, maybe that's in your future and it's something for you to look forward to. But then I thought, okay, look, I need to play that song again just to explain to the audience that, hey, it's about kids. And then I thought, why not I put it in a setting of songs, an entire set about children. So I've got three songs lined up. First one coming up, we're going to play for you, is from Julian Cope. And I'd call him eccentric, but I think that would be understating it. But he is brilliant musically, very prolific. He's got some very shiny stuff he did early in his career with The Teardrop Explodes and the early part of his solo career, and then fell out with the major labels and just started doing stuff on his own, DIY, indie. So it became a lot less polished and more ragged. But, oh, his oeuvre. If you listen to all of his songs, some of them are pretty out there, but others are quite accessible. And we're going to play one from a record he did about 20 years ago called 20 Mothers. And this one is called I'm Your Daddy. And you're all going to know what it's about here on Ear Candy.
No peace freak, honey. Ain't no peace freak, honey girl. More than that, I love you. More than that, I need you. But ain't no peace freak, little girl. But when I say I love you, understand, 'cause I'm your daddy. Mom ain't no peace freak either. Mom ain't no peace freak either of you. Barricades are forming, to the walls we're walking. But I ain't no peace freak, little girls. When I say I love you, understand, 'cause I'm your daddy. Your daddy, your daddy, your daddy, your daddy.
rocket sunrise. Your power never dies. Every day is first prize. Your beaming bright eyes. Pocket sunrise. Your love has no disguise. You're so young and so wise. The whole package small size. Shy away, never fly away from me. Please never fade away, never fall away, never turn your face away from me. I need your light to see.
Yeah. na na la 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 na 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 la 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 la
la la la la la la la.
Mighty Zep here on Ear Candy with The Ocean. Yes, and Robert Plant singing about his then 3-year-old daughter, Carmen. She's a lot older these days. Yeah, she's only 3 years old, but she won his heart. So, yeah, you're thinking Led Zeppelin, oh, heavy riff, heavy rock, I don't know, inventors of heavy metal, maybe. I just think of them as a heavy pop band myself. That's from Houses of the Holy. And you know, that song actually had a little bit of doo-wop in it, too. Yeah, it definitely had some doo-wop in it. The coda there at the end. Pocket Sunrise from Communism before that. And I'm Your Daddy, Julian Cope. There you had a family-friendly set. A set of songs about family, about children, about all those good things, right? Let's move on to the very opposite. So we're talking about children, new starts, new energy, birth, that sort of thing. Let's go to the opposite end of the life spectrum. And we're going to play a bunch of songs. I was actually thinking about a song by The Damn Truth. Now, this is a blues rock band out of Montreal. And they've got some attention in their home city for sure, deservedly so. And they've got their second album out. It's called Devilish Folk. And they have a song called Alex. And it's a story song. That's number one. So I thought, well, let's get you three story songs. Put three story songs together. Because I like that kind of songwriting. Lots of people do. And then I thought, gee, the song is about Alex ends up killing someone who's abusing his mom. That's the story. So you can listen for that. And you're thinking, oh, I thought they're supposed to be up-tempo, upbeat songs. Actually, it kind of is. This is the weird thing about murder ballads. It seems to be a genre of songs is that they're not always dark and bleak. So I thought about that song and I thought, yes, that's a murder ballad. It's a murder story. Oh, gee, you know, there's lots of songs in the rock canon that deal with that kind of thing. And so I thought, well, I'm going to put a set together like that. So we're going to go from the birth end of the spectrum to the violent end of the spectrum. Let's call it that. Three songs, and you're going to like them all. You don't have to turn off your radio. These will be fine. I'm going to leave you in a good spot. We're going to start off, though, with The Damn Truth off of Devilish Folk. And a track called Alex here on Ear Candy. Thank you.
not sure if there's a point to the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. It was a junk house in South Carolina, held a boy the age of 10, along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Woke up in the back of his truck, took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands, while the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man.
other side to the story, but you wanna know how it ends. If you must know the truth about the tale, go and ask the milkman.
Tonight all I hear is your heart. How come, how come? I twisted you over and under to take you. The coals went so wild as they swallowed the rest. I twisted you under and under to break you. I just couldn't breathe with your throne on my chest all night. All I hear is your heart. How come, how come? So far under the bed, into the beams you've gone. I've gone, you've gone. I'm wrapped in the dead.
Yes, that's Nico Case on Ear Candy, Furnace Room Lullaby. Not the lullaby you want to play for your children when you're trying to get them to go to sleep. Yes, murder ballads. Oh, you gotta love them. No? You don't love them? I love them. So we heard Furnace Room Lullaby. That's a title track to Nico's Case. Nico Case's record of the same name, right? Title track, Furnace Room Lullaby. And twisting and turning and shoving her husband, lover, into the furnace and then being haunted by his voice. I mean, the song starts with that a cappella bit. Nico singing, how long will I hear your voice? So the narrator in her song is a woman. I found that interesting. The Damn Truth, another band fronted by Lila, fronted by a woman. And the story of Alex, who takes revenge on his mother's abuser. And then Carolina Drama, actually by the Raconteurs. You heard Jack White, the Jack White penned song there, and another story about a son coming through and wiping out his mother's abuser, only with a twist at the end. You need to listen to that song a few times to realize it's kind of an O. Henry short story wrapped up in a song. Next on the program, we're going to play something from The Pretenders. Now, The Pretenders were a band that broke out in, as part of the new wave scene. I'm not sure what year it was. Was it 78, 79, 80, something like that? And had a couple of very well-received records right out of the gate. Hit single called Brass in Pocket. Chrissy Hynde's lieutenant, the guitarist James Honeyman Scott, was found dead. And she carried on with the band name Pretenders. Well, actually, a very short time after that, the bass player also died. So kind of a tragic rock and roll story, really, that way. That left Chrissy with the original drummer, Martin Chambers, and they carried on as Pretenders for a while, recruited new lead guitarist and a new bassist, and basically she's had a rotating cast of personnel. But now she's collaborated with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, and she has a record called Alone, but she's revived the Pretenders brand name. But let's not pretend there's any band. It's Chrissy Hynde and whoever she's helped getting to help make her records and whoever she hires to help her tour. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how we know her, the Pretenders. So she's got a new single out. It's called Holy Commotion. The record, like I've mentioned, is going to be called Alone. And we're going to feature it now. This is Chrissy Hynde, the Pretenders, Holy Commotion on Ear Candy. Come back next week. We'll do it all again.
Oh,
back on my